Hello, I'm Dr. Dean DePax. Welcome to your Cornerstone Call. It's our wish that this, your TLC community, your community of DCs and CAs, be a blessing to you, each of you. You bless each other. We'll begin this call in just a few minutes, but until then, we wanted to use this time valuably. We want to invest in you right now. So let's do it. Do you have your magic of one sitting out in front of you? Do you see it in your mind's eye day in and day out? Can you see your operation name, that 2, 3, 4, 5 word statement that just gets you in state like that? Do you see your statement of desire, your why just beneath that? That statement that you should be uttering over and over again all day long, driving down the road, pausing between patients, your why, the reason why that drives all the hows and the procedures and the details so they have the meaning that's most important to you. And of course, beneath that, what's your core proficiency? What are you working on? And beneath that, what's the one action step you and your accountability coach are on? This is so critical because what you're about to hear in this call, you must look at through your own lenses, knowing that you are here to focus more, not get scattered, to reduce things down to the one more, not to become overwhelmed. We're in this process together. Utilize this call time for you. That means engage in us, the community. Ask questions, share victories. Everyone's voice matters. That means your voice matters. Please don't sit silent with something that sparks, that needs to be said. Don't second guess it. As we share our experience, strength, and hope, each of us, everyone else grows, and we do in the sharing. Connections are what we live for. Feed the good wolf. And remember, you are the good wolf. Invest in yourself daily. Lose yourself in the loving of others. And right now, welcome to this moment, your Cornerstone Call. And not just any Cornerstone Call. This is your focus on the core proficiency of patient care. You measure your outcomes by looking at your PVA, right? Your conversions of new patients and retention of existing patients. We want to see that PVA ideally reach the TLC gold standard, which is 100 or above. And now for the first and second calls every month, you stay focused on that core proficiency. So if your primary core proficiency is this, these are the only calls you'll have access to, the first and second Cornerstone calls, live. You can listen to the promotions and marketing call recorded. But if your primary core proficiency is patient care, this is the one you're to be on live. So we're intensifying in TLC the number of hours you spend on the subject, the depth of the exposure and transparency you have to deliver in the midst of the subject, and the significance of placing all other subjects in a different category, a secondary box or a tertiary box. So last week was the first Tuesday of the month, and Dr. Sarah Kane helped us facilitate this conversation about PVA driving, about patient care competency, about pursuing the gold standard of 100 PVA and higher. We have practices in TLC at 120, 130, 140. The highest we've ever hit with any consistency is 160. Now, of course, you could falsely have a PVA of 200 if you have almost no new patients in a month. That's not the goal. The goal is to have healthy, high new patients and the gold standard of 100 PVA. So if you've been listening to your audios, the other part of this new curriculum is Dr. Jen, God bless her, she helps us pre-clip 5 or 6 or 7 different audios ahead of time for you to listen to that can give you exposure to things. And you've listened to an audio about the significance of script training. You've listened to an audio about the overview of the 6 steps. You've listened to an audio about step 5, which is the 4 green lights. You've listened to an audio about how getting the rules in place actually provides freedom in your life. It's kind of a counterintuitive statement. But here's the question we're going to open this dialogue with, because the purpose of this call now is not to get on here and start playing audios. You've done that. You're supposed to have listened to those already. You're supposed to show up here ready to work. And we're supposed to be in 2 weeks of conversation. So we're looking at day one. How will you be held accountable to training on it is my question to you today.
How will you be held accountable to training on it? And one thing's for sure, we just had the collections intensive this weekend. We had people writing care plans. It was the greatest, most well-attended, well-participated in collections intensive in TLC history. And without question, even the veterans who were there with years in the game admitted, wow, you're never done working on this. And the joy is it just keeps getting better. And every time it gets better, your PVA goes higher. Your PVA goes higher. Your DVA goes higher. Everything about your joy goes higher. Your income goes higher. Your clarity in the practice, your clarity with time off, your ability to lock the doors on time goes higher. You deserve this. So my question, I'll say it again. How will you be held accountable in the upcoming months to your training on this, the six steps of day one? How will you be held accountable? What are your promises of days per week or minutes per day or times per week that you'll be training on it, doctors? How will you define the person in your team that you're going to be exposed, transparent, and accountable to that's a CA? How will you determine who it is in TLC that might be your training brother or sister to be held accountable to in this community? How will you give yourself a rhythm that celebrates you so you don't feel bad, you don't feel guilty, you don't think, oh, I don't enough, I didn't do enough, I don't know enough, and it's terrible. Stop it. You're doing great. You see, when you get on the phone call, when you get on this conversation, you're showing up, which means, as we say in TLC, you're swimming towards. When someone's swimming towards the solution, they're in the place that angels dwell. When someone's all over the place and then, you know, says, well, you know, I'm just too scattered right now, I'm not really plugged in. Good. Then get plugged in. You know, it's not like you have to wonder if the place is safe and clean and right and going to help you. It is that. But you have to choose to swim towards it. And you are. You're on the line. So let's engage right now. If you don't open your lines, I'm going to be plucking on you guys and calling on you. But here's what I'm asking you to write down. How will you be made transparent, exposed, and accountable to raising your PVA? In this lesson plan, the six steps of day one, in the fact that training is freedom, and in the fact that rules equal liberation, how will you be held accountable to training on the six steps of day one? How will you do it? What are you going to set up in your office? That's my question. How will you set up accountability? So it's simple. It can't be draining. So I'm going to pick someone that is definitely, totally swimming towards on this. So, Dr. Tara, I'm going to unlock your line in a moment, Tara. So if there's any background noise, just make sure you mute it out or, you know, put duct tape on the kids or whatever. Ooh, somebody already unmuted you. We must have a hostess here. All right, Dr. Tara, your line's green.
I'm here.
Hey. So God bless you. That was amazing this weekend at the collections intensive. So actually, let's take a little sidebar. So what did you most take home that you know you're going to work on from having been in the collections intensive?
I changed my magic of one. That's why I'm on this call today, which I needed to do because there, I realized that collections intensive, there was more than just a couple weeks worth of work, and the issue wasn't really attracting new patients. It was that we don't have enough clarity to keep those new patients. And so Dr. Jen and I realized we needed to shift gears for a little bit so we can clean up our house so that as we have all those new patients come in, we're not adding more chaos, we're adding more clarity.
So help me out. This is a big change to shift from promotions and marketing new patient volume to NPNPR patient care and PVA, right? That's what you did.
Right.
Okay.
So, that is. Yeah.
How do you have this move in broad daylight? Do your CAs know what you've done?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And how are
and
they
they've actually
trying?
Been asking for it for a little while, like sensing that there's a barrier, an invisible barrier, and that it was our clarity with the financial piece, because new patients actually make a lot more work for us because we didn't have the right things in place.
Now, if I remember properly, you were the one who also did that kind of, I don't know what I want to call it, but way of not counting new patients as new patients because they didn't become new patients.
Right. I loved what you guys put out just a week or two ago. Yeah, if they didn't have a screening, or if they only had a screening, we weren't counting them in our new patient number.
So in your mind, now that you've heard me do my share on it, what's your share of how that's not accurate? I mean, what did you get from that?
When someone walks into our house, they're part of the family, and they get to choose if they want to hang out, if they want to be part, or if they're just going to come and, you know, see what we have to offer. But regardless, we have to see them from the moment they call or the moment they open our door as part of our family.
Right. So if you're seeing, them as, well, we'll see if they even count as a statistic because who knows? Well, you're telling the universe you walk by sight and not by faith.
Right.
Which is completely countercurrent to anything that runs the ideal functions of the universe.
So for sure, a lot of contradictions, the philosophy call last night.
Yeah, yeah. So one is you've moved to realizing if they walk through the door and they fill out an application and you say hello, they count. So
correct.
Now this means that your new patient number is higher. So, in fact, it really might very well be that you don't really need to work on new patient volume. As you just so honestly admitted, you're acknowledging, I really have to work on what happens once they get in the door because it's my conversions of new ones and my retention that is my greater issue. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
That is what I'm saying.
Okay, so then let's go back to my question because I want to hear a lot of people's answers from this. I want to hear Aaron Selinger talk about this. I want to hear Amy Heitkamp be accountable to this. How are you going to be totally accountable to the fact that every day you, as the doctor, have to be training on it?
Dr. Brett and I, since the scripting intensive, have been sending each other messages each morning when we get our 10 minutes in. So that's one way. I have my one-on-one doctor accountability since the Detroit Regional that I send to Dr. Jen every week, and I have on there that I practice my scripts. And my team, yesterday we talked about doing the four things a doctor does, and that means that I should be training with them multiple times every day when I'm really doing that. So that's another thing on my accountability list to send to Dr. Jen, but also that my team know. And we're sticking now with, we realized we were going overtime. We weren't just doing our 3 to 7 minutes. And so that gets, then people feel like we don't have time for it. So I guess having my team, having my accountability coach, having other TLC doctors, that's how I'm going to be held accountable.
Okay. So since the one that's most consistent in your life is the CAs, tell me more about how the CAs are going to be an integral part of your process?
Well, I don't have my desk now, so that is definitely a great first step. So I can't go hide out. And, I mean, they know what we're working on. We talked about, Suzanne and I, on our way home after collections intensive, said, how can we expect our patients to put aside the things that feel really important to do what they really need to do, which is, you know, taking care of their health? How can we ask them to do that when we feel in our office like, oh, but there's this paperwork, there's this insurance call, there's, you know, all those little things that can be distracting that feel like they're more important than scripting. It was just this realization that we need to script to be our best, but also to be congruent with what we're asking our patients to do. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So stay with this. You got my juices of creativity going now. So If you're training on the doctor's six steps of day one and the CAs are holding you accountable, how do you think they're going to feel about that?
Good. I mean, they feel like we're growing then. We're not just spinning our wheels.
Okay. And the focus is on who doing most of the work?
Doctor.
Yeah. So they can't be complaining about that. I mean, this isn't like you're focusing on the five primary scripts. You're focusing on the doctor's six steps.
Right.
Okay. So how can we jazz up the game a little bit? So here's my question. How many times a week or a day or a session do you think would be wise for you to spend the next 3 months, right? So if we make a 90-day challenge that you're going to train okay. like you have never trained before, what's a good frequency for you to spend 3 to 7 minutes training? Should you spend 3 to 7 minutes once a week? Should you spend 3 to 7 minutes once every other day? Should you spend 3 to 7 minutes once a day? Should you spend 3 to 7 minutes once a session? What's your take?
At least once a session.
At least once a session.
We can find at least 3 minutes. Even on a crazy day, we can get 3 minutes in when I'm mindful of it and not spending more time with adjustments okay. than I need to.
Now buckle up, everybody, because everybody that's on the line, you got to realize TLC, one of the stupidest things any of you could do is use this place as a place to get answers or procedures. You use this TLC environment because it's a community that fosters more relationship and accountability. If you want to foster patients who are never done with getting adjusted, they got to realize they're working on something greater than treatment of a particular problem or measurement or leg length or whatever. But if you show up in your coaching to be here to solve a problem and then to disappear when your problems disappear, well, you're inventing problems for the future. And you're going to invent patients who really don't get it. So I'm saying Dr. Tara's availing us right now. She's saying she's going to train once per session, 3 to 7 minutes every time. So what defines training? Is it you reading to them? Is it them watching the video of what you should be doing? Is it them making a video of what you are doing? Is it them holding the script while you do it without looking? Because you see, any of us also who want to build associate-driven practices, which create a lineage that the profession so desperately needs, you have to develop systems and procedures that are in place, but they have to come from a why that's all about the process and that no one gets to quit. No one gets to take a break. No one gets to check out unless if that's your nature. If you want to build a civilization of people who check out, take breaks, or just work on projects, but you guys are all deeper than that. So, Tara, how do you define what it's going to look like to do this 3 to 7 minute training?
I guess I don't have a ton of clarity there. I've been doing the training more on my own, and then we were more team training. So I love that the next 3 months it's not going to be focused on their scripts when we train.
Okay.
It'll be
so let's go back to the foundation.
My part.
Period.
I think that's great.
In the foundation period, we talked about the three daily promises to excellence, which one was to read for 3 to 7 minutes every day on the thing that you're working
yep.
on as your core proficiency, or to watch or
yeah.
listen to something for 3 to 7 minutes each day, or to speak it and deliver it for 3 to 7 minutes every day. So could the agreement be you have to do one of those and each day should be a different one, or each session should be a different one?
Sure. What about first thing in the morning, I read it and write it before I come. And then when I'm there, one of the sessions, I watch it. And the other session, I speak it.
Okay. And both of those, your CAs have to be seated beside you with you.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, you ready to sassy it up? We got to put some what's in it for them to do it.
Okay.
So I never did this before. I just thought of it as I was looking at these names. I see Dr. Scott Levan's here. He's got to do it. Dr. Carlene Thumb, we got veterans here that need to do it. Scott Martin definitely needs to do it. So we got people who need to lay themselves on the transparency of total exposure to be doing the things that the CAs can watch their doctor be in the youthfulness of being beginners again. So I'm thinking What if you put some kind of dollars on the table? So every time they train with you, a dollar goes in the kitty, or $5 goes in the bowl, $5 per session. And since you have 7 sessions a week, then there should be $35 in there. And at the end of the week, if there isn't $35, they lose all of it. If there is $35, you add an extra 5 for good luck. They round it off to 40.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want it to be about the money, you know. So if there's a more fun way to do it that doesn't have something to do with money, maybe it's $1 a meeting, and at the end of the week, if there's $7, you match the $7 with another $7. I don't know. But we just for 90 days, maybe 60 days, maybe just 30 days, do something that's sassy and has a little sizzle to it that involves not, and you know, if that the CAs might decide, well, that goes in our lunch kitty money. Yeah, it does, and it ain't to feed the doctor. So in other words, if you guys go to lunch, you have to pay for your own lunch or something like that. I don't know. Help me out here.
So it's like they each get $20 at the end of the week type of thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Four.
So if you reach the 7, then each of you have 3 CAs?
2 full-time.
2 full-time. So they each get 20, and if there's a part-time, they get 10. So you're saying you accomplish 7 trainings, and they all get 20 each, or 10. Is that the one?
Yeah, I don't know what's the best way.
Okay. Well, why don't you scratch your head about it a little bit with your husband?
Yeah. All right.
But one of the ways you're going to be held trained.
Should there be reward for me? I'm not very good at when I'm. Well, I know there's like, and what's the consequence when I don't? You know, that kind of.
Well, the consequence is on them. In other words, I'm setting it up that it's in your CA's interest to get you to train every session.
Okay.
All right. So it's in their interest to say, come on, Dr. Terry, you need to train. We need to watch you. We need to hear you. We need to watch the video beside you. Whatever it is, every session you got to train, and it's in the CA's interest to make it happen. And if you don't make it happen, you're sabotaging your employees. So it would be really unwise for you to not do that training, because you're setting up your CAs to not win that $35.
Right.
And that would be an evidently disempowering behavior.
Right.
You know, let me open somebody else up here that's a bit of a veteran and just see what they think of it. Let's see what Genthner has.
Yeah, I'm open to any ideas people have.
Hey, Genthner, see if your line turns green. I want to hear what your take is on this. Your line's open.
Yes. The incentive, that's what you're looking for?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Whole thing, I like the whole thing. I think that's great to take a tool we already have and roll it into how to, you know, with that single-minded purpose to focus even more.
That's it. So you're doing the same thing. You're not doing more things. You know, I see Frank Bemis is on here. Frank's like, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. He doesn't want to do more things. Great, don't do more things. Do the exact same thing every week in a row for 10 weeks. Don't train on anything new, but get that one thing down. So what's your take? Is it too much money? Is it just sassy enough? Is it, you know, maybe you would do it differently. It had nothing to do with money because you've done money things for your CAs before. What do you think?
Well, they definitely like the money thing. We've also done things where we said, well, we know the office that you want, you know, X in the office or whatever it was. Like they wanted to have a Keurig, make themselves coffee in the morning or something. So they said, okay, well, here's the goal. And if we hit the goal, you get the Keurig. If we beat the goal, you get the Keurig plus coffee. If we miss it, then nobody gets the Keurig. So it would be, instead of maybe a money, and an odd.
Right.
It would really help lift up our day if we, you know, type of thing. I don't think it's too much money, even if a person, because if one more new patient walks in the door, one more screening patient decides to have the exam because we're more on our scripts, you're more than paid for the, you know, the incentive for your team to help you get there. Just by one person doing it for the month, you're done.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So let me ask a totally different doctor. I'm going to ask someone now who's an associate doctor in there. Matt Posobon, I'm opening up your line. I want to hear what your take is on this.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
think that's a great idea to reward the, you know, CAs and associates for doing what they're supposed to do, I guess, but giving it another avenue, another way for them to desire to want to train.
Okay, but it's really you that's going to be put on the examining block.
Myself and Dr. Mag.
Right, right. And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, talk with him and figure out what it is. And for those of you that are HDCs with ADCs here, Dr. Casaubon is an amazing ADC. He's been in the practice for some time. Dr. Mag is the HDC. And we're going to look at some way to step up. Oh, wait a minute. I see him there. All right, Mags, I'm going to unmute your line. Are you there, Mag? Your line's green. Hey. Dr. Michael Magwood. Dr. Michael Magwood, report to the principal's office. All right, maybe that one won't work. But so pause. Of the,
yeah.
Of the six steps of day one, 0 to 10 scale, how do you feel about the physical checks? And step number four of the six steps, the physical checks.
Maybe about 6.
Okay. And pause. Of the six steps of day one, the four green lights, step 5, 0 to 10, how do you score yourself?
Six or seven, I guess, depending on if there's a yellow or red light.
Okay. So then that's what we've got to move towards, is you scoring and engaging a deepening of that.
Sure. That'd be great.
All right. That really didn't sound like a green light. So is there a part of it that's kind of unsettling, or you want me to just leave that alone for you and Dr. Mags to work on?
Oh, we're always, you know, striving to do better and, you know, keep training. So, yeah, definitely we'll keep working on it.
Okay. All right, good. So I want you to give me a call or a text or a phone or an email or whatever to just talk about how this is changing things that you have a routine. And do you agree with Dr. Tara Sharrett that you're going to do one per session?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. Then that's what it is. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. So, Dr. Tara, what did we agree you're going to do? You're going to talk to hubby about whether or not that's the right setup, or you're just going to do it the way you're doing it? What are you going to do for your training?
I'm going to talk to my team today about the training being them holding me accountable. And that my husband and I are going to come up with some creative reward, because I would love to get my husband. He's got creative outside-of-the-box ideas, and I like to get him involved in fun parts of the practice when I can. So,
and in this case, this obviously the call is recorded, so you can pull it out, and while you guys are driving somewhere or whatever, let him listen to this so that we can all benefit from whatever you guys come up with.
True. Yeah, awesome. And I'm going to add it. It's my one-on-one, my personal, you know, doctor accountability list.
Yep.
And I should probably change my met, like, the number to that, right? I was doing mm-hmm. referrals mm-hmm. Per shift. Mm-hmm. So would you recommend me changing that to?
It's tough.
From referrals to scripting, but it's so important for me to do that.
Yeah, PDA is so elusive and it's longer term. I would stick with what you had if it was referrals. Referrals are a big parallel course to PDA
yeah.
driving.
Great. I'll stick with that, and I'll just add scripting per shift to yep. my checklist.
Yep.
Okay.
That'd be great. That'd be great. You know,
I appreciate everyone's accountability. If Dr. Dave's on the line, I wanted to thank him, because if he hadn't asked me for an actual, like, date that I was going to move out of my office, I'd probably still be talking about it. So,
cool. Dave Lester?
I appreciate. Yeah, at the regional, I think it was him.
Oh, at the Detroit regional.
I don't remember last name, so I just know.
I wonder who the Dave was. Yeah, I'll have to see which Dave was. Oh, Dave Wendell. That was Dave
the
Wendell.
Hugger.
He put it to you on that one. That was great.
He did. Yeah. But I appreciate that because that's what motivated me, Dr. Andy. You know, it really gave us all kind of a kick in the butt. So anyone else on the line who still has a personal office, beautiful. I want to put that challenge out to you.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I'm going to want to unlock Dr. Derek's line, Derek Wilcox. I think this would be a great one for you to talk about raising your level of accountability in the training and how the training is going to be liberating for you or freeing for you. So I unmuted your line, but for some reason it's not green. What does that mean?
Dr. Derek, you need to unmute yourself.
There you go.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I was chewing my my salad.
Amen. Agnes got me in my salad today. I had my little tuna fish and spinach today. What was your salad, Derek?
Mine is grilled chicken and lettuce and some carrots and some cabbage on there. So it's good.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you believe you would best serve the practice, the mission of chiropractic, the enhancement of your zip code, the people, in being accountable to what in front of your CAs?
I think I can just stay right in line with Tara and everybody else, what they've said so far. I don't ever really catch myself training for, I mean, Allie, my tech CA sitting next to me, I think she can agree that they never see me training on the stuff that I work on. I tend to do that more on my own, not in front of them or have them hold me accountable to it. So.
Okay. So are you going to do 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? It has to be empowering. It can't be draining. How many days do you want to do it for?
I like 90.
Really? I was hoping you were going to go with 30. You sure you want to do 90?
I like 90. I don't know. Go big or go home.
90 days. And how many days or times per week do you want to be held to training?
I would say we work 4 days a week, so I'll say once per day. Once per shift. I know it's not going to work.
That's
I know
right.
I
so,
won't do
it. So you're going to do it 4 times a week?
Mm-hmm.
And it's your CA's job to make it happen, and are you in for the $5 in the kitty, or what do you think is good?
I'll let them decide.
Okay.
I'll ask them.
And whatever it is, it's cash in the kitty. It ain't like, well, you know, blah, 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 in the year 2025, you know, your great-grandchildren will inherit blah, blah, blah. No. You know, don't disempower your CAs. Give them something now. Give them certificates to get their nails done, their hair done, their whatever. If they're guy CAs, let them get, I don't know, something. So it's got to be things that are empowering to what's important things to the CAs. But that what they're doing is they're empowering you to be training. Now, guys, you know, I'm not naive here. Obviously, this is more work for you. But if I get you to be willing to be held accountable in front of them to training on what are obviously the basics, well, once you finish your 6 steps of day one, duh, guess what you are all set up to do? To hold them to double the accountability. If you've been willing to be held to the line and you've put some cash in the game or something to make sure you had skin in the game and you actually follow through on 30, 60, or 90 days of it, well, when that's over – what do your CAs realize is coming next? I mean, come on. They're not naive. What do you think they realize is coming next? So, Derek, you got to nail this thing.
I'll nail it.
Okay. So which part of NPNPR and the scripting and the simplicity and the consistency do you want to work on that you think would give you your biggest bang for the buck return?
I think just – as I work through the 90 days, I think it's just easiest just to start at the beginning, to start with step one of the 6 steps of day one until they feel that I have it verbatim with what the video or shows or the script show. And then once I nail that, I move to the next and to the next and just work through the whole thing.
Beautiful.
I think 90 days is enough to work through it. So.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you got a backup with Dave Lester. He just said he's in with you, but he's doing 60 days.
Sounds good. I need a little more refining than Dave Lester.
This is when it gets juicy. All right. Is Allie there with you?
Allie Coyle, my tech CA, but my wife, Dr. Allie, is at home with, she doesn't have the kids. I don't, Dr. Allie's doing something. I'm not sure what she's doing.
Okay. All right. Well, just let her know what we're working on, because even though you guys have very distinct and different hours and duties, you're both DCs. You both got to be up on the same story.
Yep. I'll make sure she listens to the call tonight.
Good. Good. So I think we should open Dr. Raina. She's typed in some beautiful things to share here. Do we have our backup from you, gals?
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Raina Lajeunesse.
Hello.
So.
Good morning.
Hey, there's another Michigan family coming around the bend. The Paddens got started yesterday.
Where are they?
They are a family of five doctors that were visiting the Detroit Regional a few weeks ago, and they just got started with TLC yesterday.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I think they are close to the lake side of things. I have to double check. I'm not positive about that. But let's get back to you.
Yeah.
So you're working on PVA. What about patient care, PVA, new patient conversions versus long-term retention? Where do you think your spot is that you want to work on the most?
I am definitely in scripting mode. Dr. Jen's got me on day one, day two scripting, and I put my hand up because Dr. Tara, I don't know if she remembers having the spreadsheet for the scripts, but the scripting spreadsheet that you guys gave us at intensive was amazing. It has like days of the month, and then it breaks down day one, day two, MP, MPR, doctor's breakout, and it's like a checklist. So I don't know if everybody remembers that or if it's accessible, but that's awesome. And I just forwarded it to Dr. Scott because we're sort of in the midst of, I know he's in the middle of looking at scripting as well. So there's a lot of people, I think, working on this that can pull each other in and be accountable.
That's it. And how do you feel about what I'm saying, this theme of, you know, knowing that we have to train our CAs and get our CAs to train, but doing it by first being the one to be put on the examining block in a simple way. I mean, this is simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when I brought up Frank Bemis earlier, I mean, he's already sent me videos of just about everything. So in your case, Frank, you'd only be doing what you've already been doing, so you don't have to be doing anything new. And that's how I want all of you to feel about it. I want you to feel uplifted by it. So what do you think about that idea of getting the CAs involved?
I think that I have to, because I'm definitely a starter and not necessarily a strong finisher. And so for them to be able to see, like, here's the goal, here's where it's starting, here's where 90 days would end, here's exactly what's going to happen, and laying it right before them.
So let's just stay with that. That's the story with most entrepreneurs. That's the story with most power people. That's the story with most people who are able to start businesses is, you know, we're all doing everything. We are starting and finishing. But when it all comes down to a final analysis, if you had to acknowledge the one you're more prone to, most of you are more prone to starting than finishing. But you beat the tar out of yourselves over not finishing. So this is great, Raina.
Right.
So you think by having the CAs be a part of it, they can help you?
I think by having them be a part of it, it will encourage them to know that I'm willing to slow down and really get a handle on some things that, you know, I sent a message in just saying, you know, what Tara had sort of said. Part of my magic of one is to eliminate chaos and create clarity. And that's not just in my own personal life, but also, you know, just like she said, just to be congruent with, if I'm doing that in my own life, if I'm doing that in my own accountability, I can stand before patients and say, you know, here's exactly what we need you to do. Here's how we're going to be checking in with you. Here's the goal. Here's the end date. Like, that is procedure, but at the same time, it's still being accountable. So for them, I think it would be amazing for them to be a part of watching me say, here's the goal, watching me do it and follow it through to completion, and then, like, it's a big hooray for everybody. We have, yeah, there's a lot to be invested in that.
Love it. Love it. All right. So, well, why don't we do this right now? Let's open up Scott Levan's line simultaneously. Now, you two have to refrain from talking to each other, but Hey, Dr. Scott, are you there? Yep, you're green. Oh, it says your line's inactive. I don't think you want me to say that here, Scott. You don't have to put your hand up. You're already on. Make your line green. Just unmute yourself, and it should go green. There you go. Dr. Scott.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, you know what? Agnes, you can mute Raina now.
Hey, now. I didn't do anything.
So, Dr. Scott, what do you think about this putting you on the examining process in front of your CAs and letting them feel some sense of, you know, that they get to check on you with scripting stuff?
So, to be clear, I didn't put myself on the examining block. I just happened to be coaching underneath your wife.
Mm-hmm.
She put me on the examining block.
All right.
And I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about it. I can't believe I'm on a patient care cornerstone call because, you know, on some level I'd like to think I'm above this and I should be on promotion and marketing. And, you know, I'm really excited. I shared with the team yesterday based upon Dr. Jen's suggestion. And I went through it over the weekend with a fine-tooth comb and wrote everything down in my journal that was on the, you know, just so I could wrap my arms around it. So it's like spontaneous training in the reverse motion because I feel like I'm the guy who rallies up the troops to do spontaneous training. And now, based upon, you know, the 90-day challenges, they're initiating the spontaneous training with me.
Bingo.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the – go ahead.
Well, and you know, for what should seem like a small amount, for $35 or whatever you set up, and if they complete it, great. If they now listen to me, guys, understand what I put on the table. If at the end of the week you only did 6 trainings, the team loses the whole $35. They lose the $20. They lose. They get nothing. So it's all or nothing, and if it's all the 35, then you throw in 5 on top, then the CAs divvy up their $40 or keep it in a lunch fund or save it for a seminar travel fund or whatever they want to do, and not a penny of it can go to paying for anything for the doctor, not anything. And so this is CA-driven, and if they fail to get the doctor to train 7 times in that one example, then they lose everything. And that money is going to come back to the house 10 times. So you don't have to feel like that's a debit. That's going to be a credit. But did you have a different idea on how to do the money, Scott? Because, I mean, I just – that's just a spontaneous idea. I'm not attached to it.
I was writing as Tara was speaking and Derek. So I love the all or nothing. You know, you can do the reverse, and that is here's $50 at the beginning of the week. And you guys get to keep it all as long as I am engaged in 10 minutes of spontaneous training each session. So it's 7 sessions, and it's all on their checklist. Even the 2 team members that are focusing on promotion and marketing, they're responsible for during downtime. As soon as they get a few minutes, they approach me in regards to my 6-step, my scripting. So I was thinking even, you know, you've done this already. Give them $50. Or put $50 into a kitty, and even more, you know. I mean, this is going to go, I would do it for 30 days and then reevaluate, but put $100 in a week, you know, or $75, and if I miss one of those 7, you don't get any of it.
Right. Well, it must be nice when you have deep pockets like that, LeVan. That's good. I'm going to follow you.
I got Sheen on the other line here. Her and I are on their team in regards to patient care. So, I mean, we go out once a week, and there's $50, you know. So I got to make it, you know, worth it while. So.
Right. Good. So guys, the idea is that we're here to have fun. We're here to be accountable. We're here to be in the process, and that the rules are your training, are your freedom. You know, when you do the first green light, which is asking a patient, do you want the exam? It slows everything down so that you're freed up. You're not going to attract riffraff in your house. And then you ask the second question about them leaving with a zero balance there. You have to pay today. Nothing's free. This is a chiropractic facility. Anything you receive here is worth unimaginable amounts of return and money. So nothing's free. You're going to pay on day one. And even if it's my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, family member, I'm going to tell them, hey, this exam today is $218. Now, you know, as your brother, I'm going to give you this for free, but I want you to know, and there's no guilt here, you need to understand the value of what chiropractic evaluation is worth. So number two is, you know, the fee, and your CAs have to hear you be clear with that. And step three, if we do the exam, you're going to be coming in for a report. It's critical that we give you that report within 24 to 48 hours after the exam. So if today is Monday, you're going to be needing to come to the report on Wednesday, and I read my films at 10 o'clock. Now, normal appointments, you can come any day of the week almost and a variety of times. But for this report, I shut my entire practice down just to meet with you. So that can only be done at certain times. Will you be needing a note for your work or for us to call your employer? Bam. See, when you guys get the four green lights down, you liberate your life in practice. You free yourselves up. Your disciplines and rules equal freedom and fun in the story of practice. And your CAs knowing what all the rules are of day one, I mean, think what that says for them. Either they're at three seminars a year or this ain't the right house for them. The rules make you free. Either we're here a half hour before we undead both the doors or this isn't the right job for you. You know, it becomes a consistency rather than a house of contradiction when we simply put the rules in place. We train every week for 45 minutes or we don't have a practice. You know, it's so, so simple. Simple, simple. All right, so Dr. Scott and Raina, you guys are working on it. Yes?
Yes.
Raina, you're good?
I'm good.
All right, great, great. All right. And Dr. Scott, you'll work on yours.
What's that?
You'll work on what you're going to do with your CAs.
Absolutely. And just one more thing, Raina, did I tell you today that I love you?
Oh,
you did.
Scott. Oh, you're talking to Raina or me? Quick, Agnes, block Raina's line. I'm going to talk to Dr. Scott completely now.
Hold on, I'm going to light the candles.
All right. So, Sandy Wildfire Martin. This is really beautiful for you. You were there at the collections intensive this weekend. You did a lot of great work. I want to hear from you what you want to bring to life with your team.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me this. Because I am on a standstill right now purposely. Because we'll just let this go public, but most people who I've talked to and I'm friends with in my TLC family know that I'm pregnant now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about 11, 12 weeks, and my energy level for the last 4 weeks have gone way down. And I'm like, is this what normal people feel like?
I was fine when we were pregnant.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. So, actually, Saturday at Collections Intensive was the first time I started to feel normal again. So the energy is starting to come back. But my office is also in the middle of a remodel. We're going from closed room adjusting to open room adjusting in 2 weeks, where okay. I'm just waiting for my table to...
So can I ask something of you?
Of course.
Okay. So it sounds like you like to stand still now that you're pregnant.
Not completely.
Okay.
How about we tool
that to be an empowering statement, since I think the way you meant it might have been a disempowering statement.
Ooh. Good point. Thanks for pointing that out.
Right? I mean, every word has energy and aligns the molecules in the universe to bring you the exact tone you're coming from. So
yeah.
You can say, you know, now that I'm pregnant and I love to stand still more, I can be more intensely focused where I stand.
Yes, I can be more intensely focused because right. It's not that I'm standing still. I'm just choosing to grow in the things I'm already doing.
There you go. So you're not going to go out in the streets and do more promotions and marketing. We're not asking you to go attract more things. You know, this is the conundrum I was talking about before. You know, people who are drivers invent their story for overwhelm. And then they're like, well, I need to take a break and catch up on this. There is no break. There's death and there's life. Right? So either you are growing the means by which you do what you do, and not growing isn't an option because not growing means death. There's either growth or death. There's either, you know, there's one or the other, and you're not going to move towards death. You're going to move towards growth. You just might move towards it without doing new things, but doing the same things you've been doing, just with more elegance.
Correct.
So,
and that's the exact conversation I had with my accountability coach, Dr. Tria, last week.
Beautiful. So if you train on the 6 steps of day one, well, you've already done the 6 steps of day one. You'll just be refining the 6 steps of day one. And in this case, you're helping anybody who works for you or beside you feel the authority to hold their employer accountable to the 6 steps of day one, which is going to raise your game and theirs. And when it's done, when these 30 days are done or 90 days, whatever you choose, guess who's next? Well, it's the CA's turn.
Okay.
And whatever you know the CAs need to work on, or whatever we as a group here happen to be working on, that'll be your next thing.
Agreed.
All right. So 0 to 10, how do you rate your 6 steps? We'll start with the greeting, the understanding of what they have going on, and the clarity of subluxation. So steps 1, 2, and 3, how do you grade those 0 to 10?
100%, or
10. Wow. Okay. And in terms of step 4, the physical checks, which involve the screening, 0 to 10?
10.
Wow.
Wait, let me back up. Let's say 9, because you can always improve on these, okay. And there's words that you can miss.
But in terms of your first round, I mean, you're still a neophyte at all this. You're saying your first sweep through your practice, you got 10s on these. That's great. Step 5, the 4 green lights that you do not go on without 100% green light, 0 to 10. How do you score yourself?
6.
Okay. So then my suggestion, you know, often I want to be clear with all of you, don't play to your weaknesses, play to your strengths. In this case, they're all your strengths. This is just one of your strengths that's not quite as strong. I wouldn't call it a weakness at all. So you train on starting on step 5, the 4 green lights. And the 4 green lights is the longest of the 6 steps to train on, because each of the green lights could be a week or two of training. Sound good?
Sounds good.
This is beautiful. You know, this is really beautiful. You know, this so echoes everything. I was on the Heart Hour earlier today, and I was talking with some of the doctors about the couples camp. You know, this year the couples camp is going to be, it's not the Caribbean. I think it's near Sanibel Island in Florida. And it's 3 or 4 days dedicated to uplifting your marriage and uplifting your home life, because your practice will never be more connected and prosperous then your home life is connected and prosperous. You can't separate the two. All right. So when you get together with other husband and wife, spouse equivalent couples, all working on growing their marriages while they are in fact sustainers of a business called a chiropractic practice, oh my gosh, the accountability and uplift we provide for each other. So, I mean, I know I should be talking to you about leadership in November and annual strategic planning in September, but I really want to remind you there's a bunch of you that really need to love your marriages. And the couples camp the first weekend of December needs to be that place. It's 4 days, 3 nights of total focus on the relationship. And there's lots of breathing time in there for spa treatments and relaxation and connection. But true to Dean and Jen, there will be really enriching facilitations to love the soul of the married people. So really look into that right away. Okay. So let's get one more. Greg Rubenstein, I want to open your line. It's unmuted. You just need to unmute. Oh, you're green already. Are you there, Greg? My philosophically congruent brother. Greg. Maybe not. Okay. Then let's, I'm going to open up differently. I'm going to open up the music line. So Amanda and or Tim, are you there?
I'm here, it's Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, how are you, dear?
Doing well, how are you?
All right.
Well, I know how you are. You're great.
Well, now we got a little mojo going. That's cool. So was it an eventless ride home for you and Dad?
Eventless?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
That was eventful.
Oh, tell me about it.
We listened to, we got the financial manual.
Right.
And we listened to a lot of it. We had 9 hours in the car, so we listened to quite a bit of that.
So you got through 16 or 18 hours of sessions in the collections intensive, and then you listened to 7, 8, or 9 hours driving home. Wow, that's amazing.
We listened to quite a few of them. And then we also just discussed some of the things that we had learned and some ideas that we have and specific stations that were coming up for anniversary reports and that sort of thing.
Right. So what an amazing time for you and your dad. I mean, you know, it could be easy for relationships such as father-daughter in the midst of both being doctors to not feel like dealing with all the headaches of being in business together. But, I mean, you two seemed pretty functional this weekend. I mean, was that a good impression I had, or underneath was it very turbulent?
There was some turbulence coming back, and we both still have questions, and we need to both be able to say, I don't know, where we don't know the answer instead of reacting.
All right. Well, I'll love to jump in.
We've got a lot of questions clear.
Okay. Well, I will love to jump in on that with you and Dad for sure. Are you guys able to engage in this idea of training alongside your CAs? What's your first reflex to that?
Absolutely.
Wow. So what seems good about that? I mean, that's a quick absolutely, so I'm guessing something about it seems right to you.
Well, they're already engaged in the idea of training, especially if we keep it to 3 to 7 minutes. And we got the training video, which will be helpful. And I liked Tara?
Yeah.
First person speak Tara. What she said about, or what you all were discussing about, read, write, watch, speak, read, watch, listen.
Right.
I think that breaking it down into like snack bites of training will be helpful. And I don't know if I personally am going to implement donating part of my salary right now, but I'm sure we can find something comparable that will be an incentive as far as holding us.
And let's be clear, it's not you. I mean, as the associate doctor, it's not your job to put the money in the kitty.
Okay.
And I'd be more than available to help that structure be carried out for you guys, and I think your dad will be fine with that. But, you know, the clarity is, you know, this is for the house to take care of.
Right.
Good. Wow. So this is beautiful, beautiful stuff. And, you know, I was so just praying and hoping that I would get you and Dad together side by side to something as broad and intense as a collections intensive or the scripting intensive or the leadership camp, and that you were there this weekend at the collections intensive was just so colossal. So I'm grateful for all I know you had to put into that, knowing you're a newlywed and your husband probably happier with you not leaving home for 2 days or whatever. What's your takeaway from the collections intensive where you'd say, this is one of the most compelling reasons I realized how important it was?
The amount of clarity that became available, also what Tara said, versus chaos, and providing some structure. I like to follow rules and know what the rules are. And so getting it laid out with Medicare insurance and, knowing how big of a field we can play in with each individual group was extremely helpful for me. And then also getting that we can start off with whatever amount of care we think they need and not play to the companies.
Right.
Really care for the patient. It's really a much higher level of caring for the patient without having so much concern for what we automatically are projecting they can afford.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I love that the focus is care and not treatment, and the focus is on the person, not what insurance will cover. So, yeah, thank you. All right, anything you want to ask me, Dr. Amanda?
nothing comes to mind right now.
All right. Well, thanks for putting yourself on the game the way you did, and I will make sure that I get with Dad to be sure that some of these other questions you're starting to field, we're taking the time to give answers to, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, guys, you know, TLC is, you know, well near its completion of a second decade of serving the profession, and it was colossally different than anything else the whole profession had ever seen when it was invented. And as of now, if you look in the TLC website, there are hundreds of hours of archives. If you look in the TLC manuals, there are the disciplines like no one else has ever defined them, let alone written them and articulated them. But more than any of that, there is the community and the relationships. You are here because relationship and connection is what grows you. You didn't get grown by procedures. So even if you're exhausted, you might take a break from procedures. You don't take a break from coaching. You let the conversations play in the background of your mind, because these types of conversations lift up everything that is the most ideal for you to play in. It's the community that grows us most. It's accountability to others that are left and right of us that grow us most. It's the sense of conversations that open our hearts. So, when you have a moment, the TLC audio should just be playing in the background, not so that you do more work. Stop thinking that progress is doing more work. That's stupid. Progress is opening more of your mind and heart. As Einstein said, all I want to know now are God's thoughts. Everything else was just the details. That's where he got to. So, I need your help. I need you to keep praying for us at TLC, because this house is moving our profession forward. And I need your help to help lift up other chiropractors. Everyone you know should know about TLC. I don't care whether they coach here or not, but they should get to an event and learn about the conversations that are here. I need your help. We need your help. September 23rd, 24th should be the most widely attended event in TLC history. It's the annual strategic planning seminar for you, your staff, and your entirety of your 2017 calendar. Let's all be together there and bring a friend. Bye-bye.